experts in Tocoa now for just over 5 years. CEO of Stephens County Hospital. Most of you well know that time hasn't always been easy, and it's getting easier every day, but we need a strong support group. And every step of my journey here has been side by side with this year's recipient. I can't think of a more deserving man to be chosen for this award. Mark Wilkinson was born here in Stephens County, growing up on his grandparents' farm, where his sawmill is now located. He was born and raised in Moline with siblings John, Kay, and Melinda. He graduated from Stephens County High School and went on to obtain an undergraduate degree in animal sciences from some school in Athens. He started working, his first job was at Stephens County Hospital, working in the maintenance department. He went on to open his own business in S. Hogs and eventually Mark Wilkinson Lumber, which he owns with his wife Kathy. And if my math is correct, this month marks 48 years of their marriage. They have three children, Brandy, Brittany, and Mark, along with 9 grandchildren. And those are the things that bring him the most joy in life, and he's not shy about telling you that. That's the kind of man Mark is. A devout family man who believes in the moral value of a hard day's work. The best version of a man is when he is serving God and serving others. That reflects in his many roles as a civil servant, serving as an active member of Catesville Creek Baptist Church, serving for 24 years in the Stephens County Hospital Authority, on the Georgia Farm Bureau, 9 years on the Stephens County Zoning Commission, 38 years as a member of the Masonic Lodge, 34 as a Shriner, 12 years as a member of Gideon's International, and 24 years a member of the Chamber of Commerce with 3 years on the Board of Directors. That's why I wrote it all down. Mark has a servant's heart. He loves his family, his Lord and Savior in this community beyond measure. He's been a wonderful boss, mentor, and friend. He's been a pillar of support when needed. He cares fiercely about the people in his life. And I'm so very honored to offer this award to him tonight. This is a small and completely inadequate and disproportionate token of appreciation for the service he's given to this community. Please join me in congratulating Mark Wilkinson.